Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gratitude Gems Meditation Series. We're in the month of October, which is the gemstone of opal. And the characteristic for today is innocence. So if you can do so safely, gently close your eyes and rest into this time of meditation, this time of deeper communion with your soul, being grateful for taking the time out for yourself to enjoy some peace and solitude. Begin with a breath in and breathing in and allow any stress or tension to simply drift away with every exhalation. Begin to visualize a brilliant white light from above your head, bringing waves of relaxation down over your body. Feel the white light as it touches your scalp, relaxing your head, your jaw, your face, your brain, relaxing, extending down through your shoulders, feeling your shoulders drop towards the floor. Feeling the relaxation extend down your arms, past your elbows, and off your fingertips. Feel the wave of relaxation extend through this beautiful white light, through your torso, your chest, your abs, your lungs, relaxing, feeling your heartbeat reduce its frequency, slowing down as you relax. See, feel, and know the wave of relaxation extend through your lower back, down through your hips, relaxed. Relaxation through your legs, through your knees, down your calves, and out the soles and toes of your feet. Breathing in and feeling completely relaxed. Relax your mind now. Let go of any thoughts, any to-do lists, any projects for today. Let them drift away, knowing that you can return to them after this time of meditation. Allow them to float by like a passing cloud, drifting off, and if they return at any other time throughout this meditation, be not concerned, just invite them to slip away, for when we meditate, we know we get exactly what we need at that time, and when our meditation is over, we choose not to judge if we were restless or too much in our mind. We simply know that with every time we sit down to meditate, that we intend to meditate, we get exactly what we need. We do not judge, and we come back and we repeat. We meditate again and again and again. For we trust and have faith that God knows exactly what we need through our meditation, and we receive it. So bring to mind someone in which you are grateful for. A loved one, a child, a parent. See them in your mind's eye. Feel your gratitude for them, your love for them. Feel that emotion growing in your heart center as you bring your thoughts out of your mind. Let's drop down into our heart center, our feeling nature. Feel that love and gratitude for this person. Feel it grow and expand in your heart. Feel your chest begin to warm. And allow this loving, radiant energy to expand throughout your entire body. With every beat of your heart, feel this energy coursing through your arteries and veins, blessing every fiber and cell of your being. Perhaps your fingers and toes begin to radiate with this loving, grateful energy. Allow this radiant energy to expand out into your room where you are meditating. Out into your home where you live, out into your environment, your place of employment, your city, your town. You are a gratitude radiator, radiating out gratitude to all those you meet, affecting everything around you. See, feel, and know the gratitude expanding out throughout your state, country, and around the world, where millions of gratitude radiators are creating an ocean of gratitude, blessing our planet and our solar system. Yes. Innocence, like the innocence of a child. Simple, a simple life. When we are innocent, we are not affected by the complexities of life. We allow the details to be handled by God, and we can live simply. Through simple pleasures, not complex or structures to provide our happiness. It could be a single carnation, a single daisy, that provides a smile, peace, and love. A simple act of kindness, opening a door, saying hello, caring about someone's well-being with a question. A heartfelt question. How are you today? A simple life is a rich and fulfilling life, with simple pleasures provide fulfillment, where simple acts of service are more meaningful than material objects. Perhaps in Thanksgiving, it's more important to serve others in a soup kitchen than preparing an elaborate meal for family and friends to impress. Or perhaps you can do both and share your experience with those around you. A simple life is a beautiful life. We're simply caring for our loved ones, for their concern and their well-being and their happiness, provides joy and fulfillment. More joy and fulfillment than the latest video game or the latest sports broadcast on the television. A simple pleasure of turning off the technology and enjoying a card game or a board game with family and friends. Simple pleasures bring us back to that place within our heart, a place of innocence, the place of purity, the place of simplicity, a place of peace. When our minds and beings are not full of the complexities of internet marketing, economic equations, weather forecasts, where we can simply just be here now, simply present in the moment. This is where we find our peace, where our innocence prevails and simplicity rules. Let's search for the innocence, for that simplicity, through a moment of silence. Yes, being grateful for this time of deeper communion with your soul, being present in this time of meditation, being innocent, finding simplicity in your life. Finding those complex burdens that can be reduced or let go. And know that you will be okay or better off without them or with less of them. Yes, a certain amount of technology is required in the modern day which we live. But we can reduce the mindless hours spent on Facebook, Twitter, Vine, Tumblr, Snapchat, and all the other media inputs. And when we find ourselves making a commitment to less technology, and we slip and find we have spent more time than we anticipated on social media, we choose not to judge. Non-judgment is a part of leading a simple life, for we can let go and let God. Simply allow life to be as it is. Accept it as it is. Simply allow your life to flow with ease and grace. Simply allow peace to prevail. Simply choose to see that the divine order is orchestrating before you. You need not need to understand or know why the events are unfolding. You need not judge what has happened, but simply have faith that it is for your best and highest good. Even a challenge, a perceived setback, can provide inspiration, education for your soul's growth. Simply choose to be. Simply choose to be present. Simply choose to accept. Simply be. Simply be non-judgmental. For when you choose to judge, we say more about ourselves than about that which we are judging. Through acceptance, we approach our innocence. Through non-judgment. So let us consider non-judgment through a moment of silence. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your loving presence in our lives. That loving presence that allows us to have faith, to trust, and know that you are with us, divinely guiding us, supporting us every moment of every day. And that through your grace, all of our needs are provided for. And when we know that, when we have faith that we are provided for, we can choose to lead a simple life, a life of innocence, of simple pleasures, of non-judgment. For we have faith and know that all is in divine order. and through your blessings, we are richly and divinely blessed. And for these blessings, we say thank you, God, and amen. Yes. So as we go through our coming days, we approach them through the lens of innocence, simplicity, and non-judgment. Finding simple pleasures, simple kindness, and acceptance. So as we bring this time of meditation to a close, knowing you can return back here at any time, simply by leaving your mental world and dropping into the feeling nature of your heart center. Bring back with you all those feelings of innocence, all those thoughts of simplicity and non-judgment. Collect them now and bring them back with you as we become more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic. As we ascend the staircase to a more awake consciousness, with every step becoming more present in this moment, more alive, more alert, more filled with love and gratitude. And when you are ready, gently open your eyes, with innocence on your heart and a smile upon your face. I'm grateful for sharing this Gratitude Gems meditation with you this morning, or whenever you're listening to it. For we at Believe in Gratitude are all about supporting your life in gratitude, finding creative ways to have a grateful day. You can visit us on Facebook at The Grateful Universe, or catch blog posts from Bodhi the Big Dog at Bodhi the Big Dog on Facebook, or visit our sister site at The Achievement Process, where through gratitude and centered living, we achieve our heart's desires. Visit us at theachievementprocess.com. So as you go about your day, do so with gratitude. See life through the eyes of innocence, through simplicity. We look forward to our next meditation and supporting you in gratitude. And as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are. And have a grateful day.